All right. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everybody to Primetime Entrepreneur. We're speaking with a very special guest today, Mr. John White, founder and CMO at SMS, one of the leading social media companies in the country. We're going to talk all things social media today, social media marketing. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jamil. It's my pleasure, man. Good to be here.
Thank you. I wanted to kind of dig in a little bit about, you know, your success and your start with SMS. And I was wondering if you can give the audience kind of like a brief background of how everything got started and, you know, what and the future outlook of the company.
Yeah, for sure. So prior to starting this company, I had a long corporate career and I really just got tired of working for the man. You know, felt like I didn't, you know, wasn't able to make as big of an impact as I really wanted to. And so I enrolled in an MBA program with a specialization in marketing, and really with the idea of pivoting out of what I was doing. I started playing small, wanted to create something for my own, you know, my own brand, my own self, something that was going to be more fulfilling in the long run from what I was doing in the corporate world, working for the man, working for the major corporations out there. So I started the MBA program with the idea of, you know, pivoting. And in that program, they require you to create a ton of content. Each week, I was just pounding out papers and blog posts. And really, the epiphany I had was, you know, you turn these content in for a grade and like your professor reads it and it just like sits on your laptop forever. So I was like, well, there's got to be something more I can do with this content because, you know, it's really relevant business content that I was cranking out. And about at that same time, LinkedIn opened up their blogging platform for, you know, non-influencers. Before, you had to be like a mega celebrity or an influencer to be able to blog on LinkedIn. Then they opened it up to just regular LinkedIn members. So I started repurposing a lot of that content I was creating, that business and marketing content, and started putting it on LinkedIn. And before I knew it, I had some articles go mega viral with millions of views.
Wow.
And I hadn't published anything prior to that. And I started getting people reaching out to me, like, what do you charge to ghostwrite? What do you charge to write on our site, like manage our corporate blog? And so that really was how my company came to fruition. It's like I had to, people were asking me for a rate and I didn't even have a rate at the time. So I had to do some homework, come up with one really quickly. And over time, I started creating content for other people. And that's really how I got started, in my MBA program. They made you do a business plan. So I had everything on paper. It was done. And, you know, once people started asking me for content, I decided to go ahead and open the company before I'd even graduated. And told my wife that I was going to go ahead and open this company and give up my cushy base salary, my 401 plan, my health benefits. And she was like, you're going to do what? But luckily, I was able to sweet talk her and she agreed to let me try it. And again, that was 7 years ago. And I haven't looked back ever since. Love being an entrepreneur. Love what I do now. You know, before I was depressed and, you know, that drudgery of going to work every day. Yes. In the corporate world, I started to really resent what I was doing. And now I love what I'm doing. So just a major pivot on so many different levels.
Yeah, and you probably help a lot of different people too in the process. So that's also huge as well. Yeah. I want to dig into a bit of social media and in terms of it being like a lead generating platform. Do you feel that social media platforms, I should say, can be a really good lead generating platform for a lot of companies?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm living proof of that. That's where I got my first several clients was through putting out relevant content. And for me, it was via LinkedIn's blog, but there's a lot of different ways and avenues you can do it depending on who you're trying to reach and what vertical you're in. You know, right now, video is huge. So creating relevant videos and, you know, posting that to your audience and maybe boosting those through some ad platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn from your company page, you know, boosting those and targeting the right people is very effective right now, because video content, all the data shows that people really want to consume video content. So if you're putting out relevant videos, and then you're developing your audience organically, and then a little bit of money behind those videos to boost them to a very specific target audience, is a great way to get leads in today's climate. And the blogging still works. That's the way we still get lots of clients from putting out blogs on the regular, and driving traffic to our website. They read the article, and then they're going to click around on your site, see what services you offer, and reach out from there.
Definitely. So I guess in terms of the funnel, because a lot of times when I work with a lot of companies, you got to build out these funnels, right? And then it's the informative part, which is the top funnel, and you want to bring them through the journey of potentially becoming a lead, because that's the main reason why a lot of businesses utilize social media marketing. But I guess my question is, where do you think social media is better served? Do you think it's better served in the top part of the funnel, where you're being more informative, or do you think it can serve in the bottom? Is it best served in the bottom part of the funnel, where it's just a lead generated monster, where you're just constantly pulling in leads? So I think a lot of times companies don't understand where they can exist in that realm. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective and your experience, where do you think it serves the best in the funnel?
Yeah. So the first thing you got to realize is that you want to create content for designed for your audience. So there has to be a lot of value there. You want to be giving away a lot of relevant tips and information from your areas of expertise. And you have to be willing to give away enough information that you're not going to compromise your trade secrets, but you have to keep your audience in mind. It's not just enough to share on social media that you advertise your services and your products. There's got to be something more of a there's got to be more bait on the hook than just a product pitch. It's got to be informational, and it's got to be relevant to your audience. Otherwise, people really aren't going to click on it, because they get advertised to so much about, brands saying they're this or they're that, and they're advertising to be the best, the fastest, the most efficient. Like, not everyone can really be the best. So to get people clicking and to get people interested, you've got to come up with value-based content, and you've got to think of your audience. Like, what type of information does a decision maker in my vertical for my company, what are they looking for when they're out there on social media? Like, what information are they seeking? And so I think it has to be a top of the funnel activity. So you're driving interest, again, hopefully, landing people on your landing pages, your website, and then they can move through that funnel. But to get them there, to land them there, you've got to have a value-based content. They need to be able to learn something from you, and then they're going to reach out for more information.
Yeah, that's really huge. I was wondering, and we can obviously cut this out if you don't have any. I know this is all kind of kilter, but I'm really interested to know, do you happen to have any use cases or examples where you use value-based content to be able to help a company bring in more visitors to their website? I mean, obviously, don't use the company's name or anything like that, but do you have any examples that you can share in that realm?
Yeah, we do it all the time, and so. One of the ways we do that is through public relations, through PR. So people really want to make human-to-human connections these days. So I like to think of the CEO or the executive team in the corporation or the company as like a lead singer of the band, right? So you got to have a personality out in front of your company. You can't just rely on your logo. You can't just rely on ads. Again, they're just saying that, we're the best or we're this or that. What I've found is that people want human to human connections, and they relate to personalities. And so if you're, looking to humanize your brand, which I think is so important these days, You know, your CEO or somebody in your executive team needs to be that lead singer, and they need to be producing content on their personal pages, as well as getting mentioned in the media. So getting interviews, getting on podcasts like we're doing today, and getting quoted in articles that your people from your industry, the people that you want to do business with, they're reading those articles, and then your company is seen in a different light in terms of the amount of credibility that you have. You're not shouting it from the mountaintop. You're letting other people do it. Like, I'm on here as a guest on your show. There's a reason why you sought me out to come out, or accepted me to come on this show, because you know, I've paid my dues and I've, you know, been on other media appearances. I built up my personal brand. You know, it certainly wasn't for me, you know, going out there and bragging about how great I am. I like to let other people do that through the media. So when you get mentioned in an article, that gives you credibility that you can leverage in so many different areas of your business in terms of, you know, developing your proposals when you, you pitch those to your clients. If you have that credibility and your competitors don't have as much credibility as you, and you're being found on Google, because let's face it, people are going to Google you before they're willing to do business with you. Exactly. And if they don't find relevant content and stories about you and your company on Google, then you're introducing them to be skeptical about you. And the opposite holds true. If when they Google you, they come up and they see lots of great content where you're being perceived as a thought leader. You're putting out value-based content in your interviews and your media appearances. And then from there, once you get that piece of media, then you can chop it up into a bunch of different pieces of content. You can share the media appearance on your website and, you know, make a blog post on your site where it talks about the media feature. It talks about how you contributed to the podcast interview or to that publication. And so then you can, you know, share that link out as well. It links to the media story from your website. You share that out as a blog post, gets people clicking to your website. Other ways you can do it is make a video about your appearance. So, you know, shoot a quick little video in your office or somewhere and talk about the media appearance, talk about what you added to the article, and then drop a link where people can find more information about the topic on your website. Again, that gets people clicking to your site. You can make those media appearances into tweets where you share your quote. You can do an image tweet where you put your quote on a nice looking image, the name of the publication, tweet it out, share it on Instagram, share that image on Instagram, share it on Facebook. And so you're creating from one piece of content, one media feature, you're chopping it up into six or seven different pieces of content. So you're getting lots of mileage from those appearances.
That's everything you just said. I think it's going to be golden for my audience. I mean, you don't know how many companies that I meet with and entrepreneurs that I meet with, and they say, hey, I just did a webinar on, you know, such and such a channel or whatever the case is. And you go onto their website and the webinar is not on there, right? So like they shot the webinar, they recorded the webinar, and the webinar is just existing somewhere in cyberspace somewhere. And I'm like, get that webinar on a page on your website. Really constantly be able to utilize that webinar as a piece of content that you can use over and over again. And people don't realize that. People don't realize, like, you can take snippets of different conversations and snippets of different, you know, podcasts and webinars, and you can really, really use it to your advantage. I just think that there's so much wasted content out there that people don't realize that they just don't utilize. A lot of companies don't utilize. And the point of the lead singer, the CEO being the lead singer, I think that a lot of CEOs think they'd have to be so like buttoned down and like, you know, like super, super, you know, professional all the time. But you're right. People love personalities. They love to give up. People love Trump, they love Grant Cardone, they love them because they are a personality. And I think that's a huge, huge tip. I don't necessarily think that a lot of entrepreneurs or CEOs really kind of understand it. They think that they always have to be this way to be able to create more business, but the ones that are really doing it is the ones that people love to work with. And I think that's, that rings true. So I appreciate that information. It's huge. The next question I have for you is surrounding like key point indicators. So a lot of times, like with KPIs, you know, a lot of people are often, they often think that, you know, clicks or, you know, leads are great KPIs, or like business to their website, or do you often utilize any KPIs and your measurements to be able to showcase the clients these things are working? And, you know, what is, if you do, what is just one major KPI that you use to be able to showcase, like, hey, this is working for us?
Yeah, you know, I really think that your web traffic is huge, right? People spend a lot of money on their website, creating it, creating all the different, you know, brand colors and their messaging, and you know, then you go and you look at their analytics to their website, and they're hardly getting any visitors, and they may have spent a lot of money on SEO, you know, trying to rank on Google, but there's just so many moving pieces to SEO these days. It's not enough to just, you know, develop a list of keywords and make sure that your site is optimized. You have to go out and drive that traffic from various sources, and social media is, you know, one of the best places to do that. So, you know, I look at that as being like, you know, the number one metric to look at for companies is what type of traffic are we driving to the site?
Right.
And are we driving them to the right places? Are they clicking on our, you know, our funnels? Are they clicking on our lead pages? And so if the answer is no, then, you know, you've spent a lot of money on SEO, you've spent a lot of money on web development, maybe you've hired a firm to do your marketing messages, and you got your logo down and you got your color scheme, and you spent, you know, thousands of dollars on doing that.
Right.
None of that matters if you don't get traffic. So, you know, conversions come from typically from your website. So I think, you know, as a goal of social media campaigns, you want people to start on your social and then click through to your website where they can learn more information, where they can leave their information so you can follow up. But, you know, people, it doesn't happen on its own. So I see like too many companies that have, like I said, dropped all this cash into creating an amazing website, but no one ever sees it.
Right, right. And I guess that's kind of lends to your point about the being the top level funnel for social media, because you want social campaigns to get the visitors over to the website. And that's probably like the most important. Yeah, so that makes perfect sense. So I have one more
you
question.
Get that bait on the end of the hook.
Yeah, definitely. I have one more question for you. And it kind of centers around the future of social media. It comes in two parts. Do you think that social media platforms are oversaturated? You know, most people kind of do. They find it hard to be able to declutter all of the different audiences and everything that's happening on social media. And what do you think the future of social media advertising is? Like, where do you think that it's going to go from here? I mean, we have the platforms that, you know, it started with MySpace and all those other older platforms, but now you have Facebook, and they're getting so smart in terms of how we're advertising and how we're communicating online. And I wonder, from your perspective, because your job is also to stay ahead of the curve, where do you see it going? And do you think that the platforms right now are oversaturated?
Yeah, I mean, you're competing for attention and eyeballs. So yeah, I think that you and they are oversaturated. So that's why your content process, you know, has to be so on point. So I think, you know, you have to look again at what type of content is my audience seeking out, and you have to start from their perspective, not for, okay, we got this new product coming out. We think it's so awesome. We're going to go out and talk about how awesome it is from our point of view. You really need to think about what type of problem are you solving for your audience? What do they need to be successful in their business? And a lot of times it's not the same as what you think it is. So you really need to start with your buyer's persona and think about, okay, if I'm, you know, a CMO in a mid-sized company, and my goal is to, you know, develop and grow the number of leads coming in, where are my pain points? If I'm the CMO and that's who I'm trying to target with my software piece, you got to put yourself in that person's shoes and develop your content strategy from there. Don't start with, okay, we think this is cool for these reasons. Start with, okay, I'm going to put myself in my client's shoes and I'm going to solve their problems based off of what we're developing, and come at it from that angle rather than, you know, just promoting it because, hey, this product, you know, does X, Y, and Z. Well, that's great, but how does that X, Y, and Z solve an actual business problem? Because you could have the coolest software in the world, but unless you're focused on how does these features really solve my clients' problems, no one's going to care, because there's a gazillion different types of softwares out there and people are advertising all of these benefits and services. But until you relate it to an actual problem within your client's business, it's just noise.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Oh my God. Yeah. That I think people need to hear that, because the number one aspect is to solve a problem, right? And that's when you catch people's eyeballs. And in order to do that, you have to really, really know your audience. You have to really, really know exactly what you're talking about so you can solve those problems. It's grand, because I think a lot of times like people get into the space and they're just like, hey, I'm just gonna throw this out here. I'm gonna throw this content out here. I'm gonna write these blogs for my page because, you know, I need SEO. I wanna gain on search engine, gave my search engine rankings. But at the end of the day, man, like, people have to connect to that stuff. People have to understand, like, I'm spending my time reading this, I'm spending my time viewing this, I have to get something out of it. And a lot of times I don't think companies understand that. So great points. I really appreciate that. That's all the questions I have for you today. And that's, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to leave your company, website underneath this podcast. I'm going to leave it on our YouTube page. And I want anybody that's really, really interested in being able to separate themselves from the noise and separate themselves to in social media and be that top funnel beast to contact SMS and contact Mr. John White, because I truly believe this company can take you there. I appreciate your time today, and I'll be in touch.
All right, Jamil. Appreciate you, man. My pleasure. Look forward to it.